说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese.
Hello there, elementaries. This is Chinese pod coming to you from Shanghai, China.
I'm Jenny.
And I'm Ken.
We have a not very dog-friendly lesson today.
Really? Well, it depends. I think this could be interpreted in many different ways.
That's true.
It's like art, isn't it? You could interpret it in many ways. Could you?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we're talking about something very similar. We're talking about dogs and stuff like that. I don't think this, from a vocabulary perspective, is particularly challenging. However, it's got lots of patterns in it. And you know, I'm really big on patterns, emphasizing patterns and listening to them over.
Yes.
Also very high-frequency language and some cultural insights.
Yeah, it's all around useful, that's what it is.
Hopefully. So let's listen to it three times and then we'll do what we usually do.
对话第一遍
你看谁来了
啊我怕狗
别怕它不咬人你看多可爱他想跟你玩呢
别过来我怕
好吧
第二遍
你看谁来了
啊我怕狗
别怕它不咬人你看多可爱他想跟你玩呢
别过来
好吧
第三遍
你看谁来了
啊我怕狗
别怕它不咬人你看多可爱它想跟你玩呢
别过来我怕
好吧
You know what I find interesting?
What?
The different sounds, the different onomatopoeias humans give to dog barking.
So how did we have that? How did dogs bark in Chinese?
Wong wong.
Wong wong.
Wong wong.
Wong wong.
And we incidentally know how dogs bark in Spanish.
Oh, it's just wow wow.
Wow wow. So they're impressed all the time.
In French, I happen to know it's waf waf.
Oh, I love it in Italian.
Oh, it's bao bao in Italian.
Bao bao.
Yes, yes.
Like see. Bao bao.
Yeah, baby. It sounds like baby in Chinese. But anyway, in Chinese, once again, it's...
Wong wong.
Wong wong. Now, actually, the character there indicates that it's a first tone, right? It's the character. It's actually a surname as well, isn't
it? Wong? Wong, when you see the written word.
Yeah.
But actually, people say the fourth tone.
They do say wong wong. There you go. Ah. So, with that, we've got all the different ways of barking around the world. Don't say you don't learn practical stuff here. Let's translate it here.
好。
你看谁来了。
Oh, look who's coming.
你看。谁来了
Look who's coming.
你看谁来了汪汪
Woof woof.
啊我怕狗
Oh no, I'm scared of dogs.
啊我怕狗
I'm scared of dogs.
啊我怕狗别怕它不咬人你看多可爱
Don't be scared, he doesn't bite. Look how cute he is.
别怕它不咬人你看多可爱
Don't be scared, he doesn't bite. Look how cute he is.
别怕他不咬人你看多可爱汪汪他想跟你玩呢
He wants to play with you.
他想跟你玩呢
He wants to play with you.
他想跟你玩呢别过来我怕
Don't come over here, I'm scared.
别过来我怕
Don't come over here, I'm scared.
别过来，我怕。好吧。
Okay.
好吧。
All right.
好吧。
There you have it. Now, another interesting thing here is that people would often talk to a dog in a very similar way to they might talk about a child.
Yeah.
Or talk to a child. And we had that in the first sentence.
对。你看谁来了。
So take a look, who's coming? That sentence sounds to me, it's not really directed at anyone. It's just an exclamation.
A statement.
A statement. Now, sort of, or indeed, it could be directed at the dog. It could be general, or it could be directed at her friend. Who doesn't react too well.
What a high frequency and versatile.
But it is, certainly. 你看谁来了, you could use it for a kid. In fact, you could use it for your friend. You know, you're in a group of friends and somebody's going, oh, 你看谁来了, look who's coming.
对, or it could be translated as, look who's here.
Yeah,
来了, to have already come.
Huh. So I'm afraid of dogs.
我怕狗。
我怕狗。 Very straightforward. And I think the idea here is the tones. Try to get the tones there. Let's hear them.
我怕狗。
So, go. Easy to remember. I've always found the third tone, I don't know, go.
Oh, you're a third tone person.
Well, I mean, for dogs, for sometimes it sounds right. I don't know why, go.
Go. Maybe you always say to the dog, go.
I don't know.
Go.
Yeah.
But the word 怕,
yes.
怕, fourth tone.
Yeah.
In Chinese, we use it to express a fear of something.
Yes.
I am afraid of.
Yeah. Afraid, but it can also
mean...
It
also means scared.
Yeah, but also means a kind of a dislike. I don't like the cold and stuff like that. So it can mean... In this case, it obviously means fear, cold fear, right?
对.
But it can be used in different contexts. But anyway, so how do you tell someone... Well, don't be scared.
别怕。 别怕。 对,
straightforward there. Now, he doesn't bite people.
他不咬人。
Now, 他 as in he, referring to the dog.
对,
now, to bite.
咬。
Now, basically straightforward, bite.
对,
we also bite humans when we eat. You know what I mean? This is also 咬,
对, 咬.
Bite an apple and so on. Now, but the tones are tricky here, so he doesn't bite people.
他不咬人。 So you can also say 我不咬人。
我也不咬人。
I don't bite.
But I might just start, you never know.
我不咬人
I don't bite people. Well, that would be kind of interesting, you know, if people were being all sort of very, very cautious with you. You might want to say, like, don't worry.
对,我不咬人。
I don't bite people. Anyway, 你看, it's really, really cute.
多可爱。你看,多可爱。多可爱。 This is a great pattern.
Yeah.
可爱 obviously means cute, adorable.
Yeah.
And the word 多 means
really, totally, so cute.
对.
Yeah. Now you could use this 多 pattern with a lot of other words.
多好。
How good. 多漂亮。 There you go. A lot of ways to
对.
Use this 多.
多有用。
多有用,
look at how useful it is.
Yeah. Now here's another nice little pattern. He wants to play with you.
他想跟你玩呢。 他想跟你玩呢。
Now, this is, again, it could be dog. I could see two kids saying this to each other, or a mother saying to the kid, hey, this kid wants
他想跟你玩。
Now, but notice the syntax here, because it's slightly different than it would be in English.
Yes.
So let's hear it.
他想跟你玩呢。
Now, so that would be 他想, he wants, with you,
跟你,
to play.
玩呢?
So not he wants to, in English we say he wants to play with you, right?
So here the placement of 跟你, you have to be careful.
Yeah, you couldn't put the 跟你 at the end there.
No, it has to come before the verb.
Yeah, so that's a kind of an Ellie loophole to watch out for, or a pitfall to watch out for. So it's not, in other words,
他想玩。 跟你
be very strange.
Yeah. 对,他想跟你玩呢。
There you go. Now, we had 别怕, meaning don't be scared. But here's the next part. She's saying, well, don't come over here.
别过来。对。
Don't come over here. Stay away. Plenty of context we could think about that, but we don't need to go into those. Yeah. 我怕, I'm scared.
对,我怕。
Stay away from me. And so the dog's owner, she said, well, how about, okay, don't worry, I'll keep him away from me. He's not going to 咬, he's not going to bite you.
Well, you do see quite a lot of people who are afraid of dogs in China.
You do.
Mm.
And so do I.
And so do I. We have something in common.
Yeah.
Not us, but people in our family.
Well, culturally, the sort of role of the dog in China is quite different.
Mm, maybe we can discuss that after the dialogues.
I think we could.
Welcome back to another installment of Chinese Pod Trivia. And the question for you is, for what test does Chinese Pod offer preparation services for? Is it A, the polygraph, B, the colonoscopy, C, the HSK test, or D, the CAT scan?
The CAT scan?
Ooh, sorry, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, the HSK test. That's right, Chinese Pod will thoroughly prepare you to pass this rigorous test of proficiency in Chinese. ChinesePod.com/HSK.
话第一遍，
你看谁来了？
啊！我怕狗。
别怕，它不咬人。你看多可爱！它想跟你玩呢。
别过来，我怕。
好吧。
第二遍，
你看谁来了？别怕，它不咬人。你看，多可爱！它想跟你玩呢。
别过来，我怕。
好吧。
第三遍，
你看，谁来了？
啊！我怕狗。
别怕，它不咬人。你看，多可爱。他想跟你玩呢。
别过来，我怕。
好吧。
Well, about dogs, right? Mm. I think things are changing in China. I think the dog as a house pet now has changed its role.
There's a renaissance of pets in China in the past five years. So many more pets
now. A pet renaissance. Mm. I can see them sitting there painting away those pets. But it is. And I think, to be honest and to be perhaps a little bit hard, but I think traditionally people were a bit crueler, I think, to animals.
Well,
I remember traveling here many years ago, and quite often you'd see a fair bit of cruelty, let's say. Mm. Dogs would be locked up in cages. Unfortunately, you still do see that, but less and less. And thankfully, people are much more humane about this kind of stuff. But people are generally, not generally, but there's a lot
Some
of people,
people
are not very used to it.
My mom, she's terrified by dogs.
Yeah.
And she was traumatized in her childhood.
Ew.
Yeah, she's bitten by a dog, and that's why she's afraid of dogs, cats, all the cute furry pets.
Oh, that'll do it.
Mm. What about you, Ken?
Oh, no problem with dogs. I mean, we always had dogs when I was growing up, but I don't have one here because my wife didn't really fancy it. And my daughter's actually scared of dogs. I find a lot of kids, you don't see that many dogs on the street, right? So when they come across them occasionally, they're like scared.
It's the unfamiliarity that makes them scared.
I think so. Anyway, so we had a barking time here today. And indeed, and I hope that was useful. We'll be back again tomorrow with another lesson. In the meantime, you know you should go to ChinesePod.com to explore, expand your horizons in the Mandarin language. And don't forget to visit ChinesePod.com, of course, to see us, because we'll be there.
Mm.
And we'll also be back tomorrow, won't we? All right.
Take care.
Zaijian.
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.ChinesePod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number
0980.
So just go to www.ChinesePod.com/0980 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.ChinesePod.com/0980.